Doug.
Here we have the Limu Emu in its natural habitat, helping people customize their car insurance and save hundreds with Liberty Mutual. Fascinating. It's accompanied by his natural ally, Doug.
Limu? Is that guy with the binoculars watching us?
Cut the camera. They see us.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
Savings vary. Underwritten by Liberty Mutual Insurance Company and affiliates. Excludes Massachusetts.
Hey, gorgeous people. Welcome back to Level Up Daily Women's Motivation Ritual. I'm your girl, Sienna Cruz, and I am so pumped you're here because today we're diving into something super important. Cultivating resilience in the face of adversity. Ever feel like life is throwing curveballs faster than a major league pitcher? Yeah, me too. But the good news is, honey, resilience isn't some magical superpower reserved for superheroes. It's a skill you can absolutely learn and hone, just like learning to play guitar or bake that killer chocolate cake. And trust me, when life throws its inevitable punches, having this superpower up your sleeve can make all the difference. We're talking about bouncing back stronger, wiser, and more empowered than ever before. Now, let's break down 5 key takeaways to help you build your inner fortress of resilience. First up, acceptance. You gotta acknowledge that challenges are part of the freaking human experience. We all stumble, we all fall, it's how we get back up that counts. Trying to ignore or deny the tough stuff just makes it harder to deal with in the long run. So take a deep breath, look those hurdles straight in the eye, and say, I see you, life, bring it on. Next, perspective is everything. Ever notice how sometimes your problems seem like the end of the world, but a week later, they're just a funny story? That's perspective shifting, baby. It's about reminding yourself that this moment in time, however tough it feels, doesn't define you. Take a step back, zoom out a little bit. Remember all those times you thought you were screwed but somehow pulled through. You're tougher than you think. Third, build your support network. Listen, honey, we're not meant to go through this solo. Surround yourself with people who lift you up, who believe in you even when you don't believe in yourself. Those are your cheerleaders, your safe space, the ones who remind you of your awesomeness when you're feeling down. Don't be afraid to lean on them. Fourth, self-care is not a luxury, it's a necessity. You can't pour from an empty cup, right? When things get tough, prioritize your mental and physical well-being. That means getting enough sleep, eating nourishing food, moving your body in ways that feel good, and indulging in activities that bring you joy. Remember, taking care of yourself is not selfish, it's self-preservation. Finally, celebrate the small victories. Life can feel like a marathon sometimes, but remember to acknowledge those little wins along the way. Did you conquer a challenging task? Show up even when you didn't want to. Give yourself a high five. These little triumphs build momentum and remind you of your strength and capability. Okay, let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. Sarah is facing a massive career setback. She's been laid off from her dream job, and she feels completely lost and demoralized. But instead of spiraling into despair, Sarah decides to practice what we've just talked about. She accepts that this is a tough situation, but reminds herself that setbacks are opportunities for growth. She reaches out to her supportive friends and family for encouragement and guidance. She takes time to prioritize self-care, going for walks in nature, journaling, and reconnecting with hobbies she loves. And most importantly, Sarah celebrates every small victory along the way. Maybe it's landing a few interviews, networking with new people, or even just getting out of bed feeling motivated. Slowly but surely, Sarah starts to rebuild her confidence and create a new path for herself. You see, resilience isn't about being fearless, it's about facing your fears head-on, learning from your setbacks, and coming back stronger than ever. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there and level up. Remember, you've got this. Alright, gorgeous ladies, here's the takeaway. Cultivating resilience is a journey, not a destination. It takes consistent effort, self-compassion, and a whole lot of heart. But trust me, the rewards are beyond worth it. Embrace those challenges, learn from your experiences, and never, ever stop believing in your own power to overcome anything life throws your way. Now go out there and rock it. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends, leave a review, and let me know what you think on social media. Until next time, keep leveling up, beautiful souls.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity,
Tap that review button if this show brightens your day.